This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
By hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet coaches and
culturally, physically, financially, agriculturally, real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Teskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Teskin.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Teskin Show continues. Steve Starr sitting in. Bob just slipped away for a minute or two, and he's going to fix himself a late-night supper, I guess it is. He hasn't eaten all day, so working hard. So if you can't help him, he's doing a great job with the show. Go to BobTuscan.com, make a few donations if you can. Small ones are always accepted. I used to run a website with my AIDS documentary, and I'd sell the download for $2, and I'd get like $1.61 back, you know, when somebody in Japan would buy the download of my documentary. It's really nice, you know, because I just... Hey, I make friends all over the world. You know? But you don't have to make friends. Ted Yoho earlier tonight just left a message, and he'll be trying to get a comment from him tomorrow pertaining to TPP and also the Eric Holder case, where they're calling for his impeachment. You need to get involved to some extent with your congressman. You know, put pressure on him, friends, because it does work. It just takes an enormous amount of response. That's what it takes to make changes in this thing. And unfortunately, a lot of people get discouraged, but they do count, they do listen, and eventually, you know, you can, you know, the overwhelming amount of pressure coming from the public on any one subject will eventually start to change policy. It's happened with Obamacare. Of course, Obamacare is now a disaster, and everybody knows that. It was predicted. Now the predictions are ringing true, and the incredibly stupid website that was set up, it was just really the final nail in the coffin for Obamacare, and it's even the Democrats now are just wondering how they ever got bought into something as stupid and as ridiculous and absurd and as dysfunctional as the National Health Care, or let's call it the Non-Affordable Health Care Act. All of that makes difference, friends, and you know, this is the way our system works. Unfortunately, it takes, you know, 1,000 pounds of thrust to launch 1 ounce of payload. It just takes a lot of energy, but you have it, and we have to keep fighting because it's the only thing we have left. It's either that or it's all going to come apart. And it's not too late to turn things around, and we can do it. I'm not real optimistic, but I remain in the fight. And as long as I'm here in the country and can't escape to the Cayman Islands or someplace, I mean, I'm here for you. That's what we're doing. Bob's here for you. RBN is here for you. We appreciate all our friends on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I like to hear from people who have small stations and are rebroadcasting. We had one gentleman come on one night talking about his radio outfit that he had. He was just a I think it's what, rule section number 15, something like that. And he was able to pick up the signal from RBN and broadcast it. And he was hitting quite an audience in his area. So if you're out in the affiliates or something, we do have our phone lines open. The number is 1-800-313-9443. We're going to be taking calls for the rest of the evening here. I'll give you that number again if you want to write it down. And give us a call. Give us a hello. Hey, if you've never called before, we'd love to hear from you. Because we have a lot of great guests that come on, a lot of people who call in a lot of times, and I find many of them are very articulate. We appreciate all of our constant callers and listeners, but if you've never called in before, we'd love to hear from you, especially if you're listening on the air, you know, tonight. And we are on RBN and on satellite, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can go to bobtuscan.com. You can actually get that link from RBN if you want to put it on your webpage. I encourage you to do that because you can help us get the word out there. Friends, you are the resistance, as they said in the film, The Terminator. If you're listening to us now, you are the common sense resistance to all this insanity that's going on in the world today. Again, our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. 313-9443. And that's an 800 toll-free, troll-free, as Bob likes to call it, troll-free. I'll be glad to take your calls. A lot of things we've been talking about tonight. TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and how this is basically an attempt to create a fascist coup undercover, under the radar. The meetings begin tomorrow in Salt Lake City. Call your congressmen or women, senators, and let them know we have a very growing, large group of bipartisan people in Congress. Thank God, at least in some instance here, that they're standing up and they're saying, we are not going along with this undercover treaty that's basically a sellout to all corporate interests in the world. I mean, if you think, if you sing, if you dance, if you write, if you publish, if you invent, if you eat food, if you farm food, if you need pharmaceuticals, I mean, this is an endangerment to everybody because it's going to be a lockdown on patents on virtually everything. You know, they're trying to patent the words mother and father. You know that? Really, seriously. This is the kind of insanity that's going on with all this stuff. I think Disney did their remake of the old Hans Christian Andersen tale, you know, The Little Mermaid, and then all of a sudden it became Disney's property, a story that was in, you know, the public domain for years, and now Disney lays claim to it. So they're creating genes and trees and plants and foods and all kinds of stuff, all patented and owned by major corporations, which you don't have a part of. Now, this might make some people in Wall Street very happy, but reality, friends, it's nothing short of corporatism, which, as we explained before, as Benito Mussolini had said, is the ultimate form of fascism. Fascism. That's what it is. And Obama's heading all of this up, keeping it all secret. So that's been going on. We talked about TPP. We've talked about Monsanto. We've talked about what's happening with Fukushima. All of these things that are happening that the mainstream news media will not discuss, we are here to tell you about. And that's what we do. It's our life's pleasure. It's our it's the love and labor of love, you might say, to try to get this information out. So hello to all of our friends out there, if you're listening. And again, you know, we appreciate you. And if you want to give us a call, let us know what's on your mind. We'll be glad to pick up on the subject and go with it. So my name's Steve. I do the show with Bob usually about three nights a week. Tomorrow night, a great guest on some groundbreaking information on the John Kennedy assassination. Be sure to tune that in. Jim Fetzer, a number of other people will be joining us to talk about the Kennedy assassination. I remember that. I'm old enough to remember the Kennedy assassination. It was a Friday in November, just a few days before Thanksgiving, as I recall, many years ago, and I was in grade school, and I had my lunch money, which I had to give to the people in the cafeteria, or I could take it to A&W and buy root beer. That's where I heard the news that John Kennedy had been assassinated, coming up on 50 years ago, friends. All right, coming right back after the break. Hang with us. Bob will rejoin us then on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you flinch when a police call?
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Tuscan?
Yeah.
good to be back. Did you have some good dinner there?
Yeah.
Was it ramen noodles?
I wish.
Oh, you wish, huh? Wishing for ramen noodles. Yeah.
Nah, ramen noodles is no good.
You don't like ramen noodles, man?
Occasionally I'll buy the organic ramen noodles.
Oh, I didn't know they had organic ramen noodles. Are they twice as expensive? Because you can get one pack for like 20 cents, right?
Yeah, they're about five times as expensive.
Oh, $1 per pack,
yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have to try them sometime.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Did you survive college on ramen noodles like a lot of us?
No.
Okay, you ate steak, huh?
No.
Okay.
I grew veggies.
Oh, grew veggies.
In Mexico, I lived off of lentils primarily.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Except for that experience you had with the,
shellfish, yeah.
Shellfish, yeah.
Oh, I'll never forget that, man. Almost.
Did you see Mescalito or anything like that while you were on that trip?
I just have been seeing that. I was coming out of my body for crying out loud. Jeez.
Oh, man.
Oh. Don't eat the bad shellfish, folks. It'll make you trip.
Yeah.
Near-death experiences here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Call in with your near-death experiences now. 800-313-9443. As I was floating out of my body, Steve. Excuse me. A little indigestion there. How rude of me. Oy vey.
Well, you know, there have been a lot of people who've had near-death experiences, and then there are people who are psychics, too, like Dionne Warwick, you know. Psychos or psychics, depending on
your... I've always been interested in near-death experiences. I've always found that to be fascinating, because, after all, that is the biggest question, isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
What happens when we die?
Well, yeah.
Even just saying that makes me feel all tripped out. Folks, if you would like to call in and answer this profound question tonight for us, I'd love for you to do so. What happens when one dies? 800-313-9443. What's your take? Have you had a near-death experience? If so, what happened when you died and came back? And can you trust that as a legitimate taste of what's to come on the other side? This is Coast to Coast with Bob Tuscan. What happens when you die? 800-313-9443. Open lines.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of callers on that, or some takes anyway. You know, when my mom was quite sick, she passed away about 5 years ago, but she was in the hospital. She had become dehydrated at home. I had called 911, and, you know, I thought she was having a stroke, and they took her down. And what it actually was, Bob, was she had become very dehydrated on some pharmaceuticals. And she was there in the this room, and basically she was overheating very, very quickly. And luckily the emergency doctor at that time realized what was going on, but she was out of it, completely out of it. And she told me later on that she had an out-of-body experience, and she explained the room exactly the way it was and the way the doctor looked. She said she saw herself and the way she looked, and I mean, there was no mirrors or anything like that. She explained how red her complexion was, and when she woke up, or when she was, they tried to wake her up, her eyes were whiter than saucers. I'm going, wow. I mean, that's a trip. Of course, she did pass away a little bit after that, you know, and that's long, about a year later or so, 6 months, a year. But she said it was definitely an out-of-the-body experience. She had left her body there in an emergency room and was looking down on all of us at that time. So, yes, I do believe in not extraterrestrial, but I do believe in life after death. Well, what's the possibility here? Now, here's a question I would raise. Is the human race terminal, or is it intended to be eternal? And then again, if it is intended to be eternal, what is the next shape or form of humanity?
I mean, we're doing a bad job of making it eternal. I mean, we're actively killing ourselves off, essentially.
Right. Exactly. That's what's going on, you know. And we've talked about, you know, nuclear MOX particles. We've talked about genetically modified organisms that have destroyed the entire DNA system. were polluting the atmosphere with chemtrails. Depleted uranium is everywhere. I mean, obviously, you know, mankind is not doing a very good job of tendering and taking care of this planet that we call Earth. So, but, I mean, what's beyond this? I mean, are we going to continue with this world the way it is, or is it gone already? And then if it is, what's going to be after this era? I don't think the world is going to end, as a matter of fact. I believe in a millennium. I believe in 1,000 years of peace. You know, we talked about it before. You know, a perfect time, a world in the imperfection that's coming. But it's going to come after this. There's going to be changes, a major reset, you know what I mean, before it happens. But that's my opinion of it. And I'm sure our listeners have their own ideas. They usually do anyway. Do you believe that this world can recover, Mom? Can it ever come back to the way...
honestly, I hope so. Has it ever been a sound Earth?
Yeah,
has it ever been? Have we ever seen a golden age?
I don't think we ever have, really, to be honest with you. I mean, I think it was a world before the Garden of Eden. Some people believe the Garden of Eden was a long time ago. I think it was recent. The Garden of Eden was like only 6,000 years ago. There was a world before the Garden of Eden. And I think it's evident, if you read the first two chapters of Genesis, if you believe in that, there was a world that existed long before the Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden is recent human history, friends. And it was an upgrade. It was apparently the human race was upgraded from the original human race at that time. Either that or Moses was schizophrenic. If you read, you know, his first two chapters of Genesis, I mean, the account of the creation of, or the formation of the Garden of Eden was different than the first 6 days of creation in chapter 1. So there was a biosphere of perfection that was created inside this world that didn't last very long. That's my take on it, anyway. And that was 6,000 years ago, roughly a little over 6,000 years ago. So Garden of Eden is relatively new. A lot of people think, it went way, way, way back. No. There was a world before, long before the Garden of Eden. And we see the remnants of it. I think things like Baalbek, Great Zimbabwe, all these temples around the world, these structures and stuff like that existed long before our modern era of man as we know ourselves today. But anyhow, we got phone calls coming in, and I'll say, I've said enough. Let's hear what our listeners have to say.
And we will do so in just a moment. If you want to comment on any of this stuff, interesting change in pace here for a moment, 800-313-9443. We'd love to have you. Call in now, 800-313-9443, and we'll get to all your calls on the other side here. The other side of the break, that is. Okay? Not the other side. Hey, and if you want to reach me on the other side of this broadcast, you can email me. How do they email me, Steve? Well, they go to their email, and they type in thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, and they can find me there. Tell me whatever they want. I read all my emails. Might not get back to everyone, but certainly do read them all. All right, quick break, and we will be back on the other side with your phone calls. 800-313-9443. We have some open lines if you still want to jump in.
Corporate media dominates.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Satan. Or against food labeling.
Yeah. Well, you know, I go back and forth on that one, Jen, because part of me says, yeah, we have to have things labeled. Obviously, I want to know about what's genetically modified. But the other part of me thinks, should government be getting in the way of that process? And are they going to actually do it right? Should we not allow the private sector to do it? But then I go back and forth and I say, well, the private sector won't do it because there's no accountability and they don't do things. So I don't know. But I hear you, Jed. I've been skeptical of these politicians, even when they have some good in them.
You know, I agree with her too, though, Bob, because what the truth is, I think what you need to do, Jan, is you need to put more pressure on Cruz about this. This is where you can change his position. And
I wrote to him right after I found out.
Yeah. Well, he, you know, what did he say? Did he write back? Did he give you any response at all?
No response.
No response. Okay. Well, I agree, you know, that this is a bad position for him, and he needs to change it. That's all there is to it.
When you consider that his wife is a VP of Goldman Sachs, and Goldman Sachs is in bed with Monsanto.
Just a tiny bit of a conflict of interest there, Jan.
A little bit. Anyway, I won't keep you, but, you know, we also have, you know, all this deal about race relations coming up. Trayvon, starting with Trayvon.
Mm-hmm.
Now other problems, and then Oprah comes out in the last couple days. Just a comment.
Yeah, it's definitely stirring stuff. Divide and conquer. That's what it is in my eyes. And we talked a little bit about this on Thursday's show. Jan, thanks for the call. We'll definitely keep our eyes on this. It's inflammatory propaganda in my eyes. Jim in Nevada, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, Steve. How about, I love you guys' show. My question is about Fukushima. They were removing the rods from there. I live in the West Coast, and I'm really, really, really concerned about the whole... I mean, I know the meltdown rate, I mean, worse. Yeah. You know what I mean? And also, Steve, on the whole mathematical equation that you came up with, the whole 50-year difference of, you know, 2013, 64...
Yeah.
1913, so on and so forth down the line. My question is about the Treaty of Paris. How is that fitting there?
Yeah, I think, it could be very much a part of that. We'd have to look at all of these things. And, you know, there's been this saying that for every 50 years, even among the trilateralists and the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers and people like that, they have this idea that, you know, there has to be some sort of a reset or a jubilee. And, they run these, their whole plans and Ponzi schemes for so long and then make a reset of some sort. And that's the idea of the 50 years. And I've kind of brought myself to look at maybe closely, not without, you know, completely involving my entire acceptance of that idea. But is that what you're getting
at? I think it's absolutely fascinating. I mean, when I looked at what you're talking about, but everything, I mean, it just, it just equated outright, but the one thing that I don't understand is the treaty beside the Paris. I don't know how that was at the start of the revolution. There was I really don't understand how it goes together. You know what I mean? But everything else goes perfect. You're absolute genius on that, sir.
Well, I don't know if it's a genius or just a deja vu, isn't it? I mean, it's odd that every 50 years we see some sort of a change in the entire economical system. And the United States has been fighting wars with the banks from the very beginning. This is what it means to be an American. You know, it's not about waving a flag and walking down the street on Veterans Day or 4th of July. We've been fighting to free ourselves from the tyranny powers.
We're not allowed to fly a flag anymore. Say that five times fast.
Fly a flag?
It's impossible. Bob, I had a question about the Fukushima rod. I mean, how do you think that it'll be a meltdown like that they're saying? It'll be all bad?
Well, it's definitely a scary situation, Jim, and we certainly should keep our eyes on it. Now,
if they touch each other, it's going to be all bad.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a very delicate procedure to remove the rods, and we reported based on a source out of Japan today that this could take 40 years. Well, at some point, Jim, what do you think the chances are that in 40 years they're going to mess it up?
Why Why are we so stupid that we do stupid, stuff like this? I mean, come on, man. We can't
harness
the sun. Oh, man.
It is scary, Jim. And thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate you listening, all right?
Thank you.
You take care. It's scary stuff, and we'll be talking about afterlife more often if this stuff keeps... We might have to talk in the afterlife, for crying out loud. Folks, the effects are already showing up. They're showing up in the sea. And if the algae dies off, that could deplete the Earth's oxygen quite a bit, and that would be detrimental to life as we know it. Let's talk to Dave now in New Hampshire. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
How are you, man?
Yes, I'd like to kind of take on that question that you threw out about what happens after you die.
Okay, Dave, I have a feeling you're going to be the one who answers this for me until I'm dead.
let me just say this. There is something afterwards. And the reason why I say that will tie into basically what your program is about, the New World Order. Now, if I think from what I hear, you guys believe that there is something more than just physical behind the incredible good luck that these people have in bringing the New World Order to being, correct?
I think this is a battle that's spiritual in several regards. Yeah, I'm not sure of that, but yeah, that's
exactly.
my feeling.
Yeah, and I've been studying the New World Order for probably since the very early 80s. And there is no way that you can tell me that there is not something metaphysical or spiritual that is assisting putting everything in place. Because no one has this type of luck. So the answer would be, yes, there is something after you die, because if we believe, as we kind of do, that there is something more than just physical pushing these people forward, then there is something after we die, is there not?
Well, yeah, I agree. And you're right about the fact that there has been uncanny luck. I mean, when you look at some of the things that we've talked about, like we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy, and to think that we still don't have the truth about what happened with a growing amount of evidence. We're going to have a great show on that tomorrow, and I'm going to be listening not just to promote that, but, you know, look at 9/11. Look at all these other frauds of things that have happened. And
yeah.
And
if I can just, I'll tell you right now a perfect example. Now, look at Pearl Harbor, okay? Now, we had a massive attack on this country, and it traumatized the American public. Now, would you think that just 8 years after Pearl Harbor, we could have elected a Japanese-American president?
You would have a hard time believing that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Now, fast forward to 9/11. So you're telling me that basically only 8 years later, we elect a man with an Islamic name, one of the names being very, you know, the same as one of the individuals that we went after. So, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying that the president has, but I'm just saying that look at the correlation, look at the impossibility.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right. Times are tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
If you look at the first chapter of Genesis, the word for created is bara in the Hebrew, bara, is the word that is used for created, that first six-day creation period. And then when the Garden of Eden is formed, it's a different word, formed, which is Yatsar in the Hebrew. So there's a different word there, and it's a different sequence of events. First, Adam is formed, not created. Then the garden is planted. Then Adam is placed in the garden. Then the animals are reformed again, and then finally Eve. So what you have is a totally different sequence of events here, and I believe it's much more recent in human history. That's why we have temples and places that and things that we've seen, like the all these mounds in various places, and we've seen temples that were designed by something far beyond human abilities that existed a long, long time ago. So, you know, I'm in agreement with that, and I think it's been wrong that people have been taught for so many years that the Garden of Eden was a long, 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 long time ago. I don't think the scriptures actually bear that out at all.
You're absolutely right.
And so you're also talking about the great millennium, which...
The great millennium, right. Second Peter, I think, 3, talks about it. It's 12:30 at night, so I don't have my Bible right in front of me. But to change subjects real quick, you gentlemen had said, you know, we really need to say a prayer for Fukushima. I had just done that right prior to you saying that. That's all we can do right now is pray. It's a spiritual war between powers and principalities, and we are fighting some evil powers and obviously some evil principles that they're mandating on us.
That's definitely the case, Kim.
And another thing real quick about Fukushima. Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask you what David said, or one of our callers said a little earlier. He said, how do you explain how the people in this world who run things seem to be under control of all of these evil forces doing all kinds of just horrendously evil things?
I don't seriously think they're God's people. I think they stuck with Satan before. They're trying to stick with him again, and they will be judged accordingly when the time comes. You know, I saw Barack Obama the other day. I don't have a TV. I happened to be at somebody's house when they had that press conference on, oh, the poor Philippines, let's send the money. Yeah, let's send the money. I feel bad, but you know where I'm coming from. He looked a mess. It almost looked like the man might have had a conscience for a second, you know? Like, he knows what he's doing is wrong. But, you know, he's in for the long haul. They are. They're politicians and... There's the dynasties, the four hidden dynasties you know about, Steve, I'm sure, politics, economics, education, look what they're doing, and obviously religious, you know, they're just taking over everything, and, you know, those who have ears to hear and eyes to see what's going on, we're very blessed, and a lot of RBN callers, the people that listen when I hear them, we're all coming from the same place. We see what's going on. We can feel what's going on. And, you know, we're like crying in the wilderness and people looking at us like we're crazy.
They do that,
And I take it very to heart because, you know, I feel I know the truth. I'm sitting out here right now looking at a beautiful moon and the stars and, you know.
I'd like to do the show outside. Sucks doing it in my office.
Doing what?
The outdoor show.
I like to do it outdoors, breathing the fresh air. And
well, you know what? It's getting chilly up here right now in New Jersey. I'd say it's in its 30s right now. I'm sitting out here in my bathrobe, and, you know, I wanted to make sure I had a good reception. Another thing real quick, Fukushima. One of the hosts of RBN, I'm pretty sure it was, had a guest on. I didn't get his name. I want to say Gunderson, but I don't like to quote without knowing. He said, picture it this way. If you have a pack of cigarettes and you're picking a cigarette up off of the top, okay, it's kind of hard, but you can do it. The metal rods that are take that same pack of cigarettes and crumple it all up and then try to remove the cigarettes in a more, you know, logical manner, and it's not going to work. That's how he described what's happening over there with the metal rods, which to me just, like, shook me up here and that because I was like, whoa. like a pickup sticks, it sounded like.
Bits and pieces.
Yep. So let's keep
all right,
trying,
thank
guys.
You, Kim. Always great to hear from you.
Thank you, Bob. You take care.
All right, bye.
Bye, Steve.
Let's take one last phone call. And we'll talk to Jerome. Jerome, what happens when we die? What if we're already dead, man?
Man, we're already dead, dude. It's like that lady saying that we need to make prayer for us. I mean, we're from where I'm sitting, where we're dead. You know what I mean? I mean, he's been praying all day long. I mean, no, ain't no, you don't get people that pray and stuff. I mean, it is bad. I mean, look at it. It's how fish melting up in the sea. Yeah, we ain't ever seen nothing like that. Stopping the seals dying, water dying. I mean, that's what we need. We need water. I mean,
yeah, and then the algae in the oceans dying off.
All of it. All of it. I mean, so if you think about it, we already dead. We already dead, Bob. I mean, I hate to say it in a way, but I mean, kids can be our goodbye. As though they are, we are radiating. Radiation off track. Unbelievable.
I'm curious. How do you listen to the show? Do you listen online?
Tune in?
On your phone?
Pardon me?
Tune in on your phone, or how do you listen?
Online. On computer.
Online on TuneIn? Well, cool.
He's out in California, too. Where are you, Jerome, and what are you seeing? You're saying the seals are getting sick, the starfish, or where are you in California?
Pasadena. I'm just saying about the starfish in the news of in Alaska, the seals go by. No, but from what I see, ain't looking good, though.
It's a scary situation, Jerome. So what are you doing to enjoy your life and preserve your family in the meantime?
Trying to breathe what good air we got left. Trying to get out.
Hear that?
See fish, woods, and stuff, you know. So, trying to stand rain. Trying to eat good. More on top of me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is what it is. Can't do much. What can you do?
Well, there's certain steps you can take to mitigate some of the effects, but yeah, ultimately it's a pretty scary situation.
Some people do the cannabis, some people drink alcohol. I like to ride a bicycle.
You ride a bicycle?
I love a bicycle. I like a skateboard too.
You play a keyboard?
Nah, bass guitar, baby.
All right. Can you sing?
A little bit. What do you want?
Them crazy,
we gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town. Chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial